Welcome back to the new week, and so I was asked to make a video regarding the need to pay a price when dealing with demons, and this is in regards to the idea that you have to give your soul or sacrifice something when you're dealing with the demons, and this comes up over and over again, so I thought I'd talk about it again. I've covered it in various videos in the past, here and there. But the idea of selling your soul to the demons, to the devil, there's a lot in history regarding it, and wasn't just Robert Johnson that sold his soul at the crossroads, or sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads. But, you know, what does it actually mean? The way it's been interpreted is that you sell your soul to the devil at the crossroads, and you then have, for example, 10 years to live, and then the devil comes to collect his soul, which he then takes to hell. Not really the case. But I mean, that's obviously made it into mainstream media and things like that. But it really, really is a Christian perspective. So what actually happens, you know, even if you go into witchcraft, you have this idea of approaching the god or the goddess and giving your soul. But it doesn't mean that they come when you die to take your soul away and take it to hell or anything like that. It just means that you become dedicated to that god or goddess, and in exchange you usually get a familiar. You find this throughout different cultures in various different ways, but it really does boil down to that. It's an exchange, and it's a dedication that happens. You know, we talk about in witchcraft, we talk about dedication rites all the time. And it's not always just a dedication rite to a particular spirit. It can be a dedication rite to the path that you have decided to follow. You have dedicated yourself to this path. It's kind of a confirmation. It is a promise. It becomes a promise that you will do X, Y, and Z in order to get or receive knowledge, or receive something. Obviously, it depends on the situation and what the person is actually dedicating themselves to. But this is really what it is. It's a dedication to something or a spirit, to a path, to a spirit, to a god or a goddess, to yourself. You can even do a dedication right to yourself, to become healthier, to become better than you are. And that's something we should all become dedicated to, is becoming better each day. But anyway, getting off topic. So this idea of selling your soul, I think the terminology is a bit off. But as I said, it's obviously made it into mainstream media with movies and TV series and all of these ideas that you sell your soul to the devil at the crossroads, and then he comes and collects his soul. The hellhounds come and they break down your door and they drag you back into hell. That's the idea that people have gotten from this whole thing, and it's kind of false. It's the terminology, sell your soul, but really it boils down to dedicating yourself to a particular spirit or a group of spirits even. And that's what it is. This is probably going to be a quick video today, because really not much else we can talk about. Sacrifices, you know, when you make a sacrifice, there are certain traditions throughout the world that still do animal sacrifices within their tradition. And I know a lot of people will say they shouldn't be doing it, but it's their tradition, it's their culture. But generally, in broader terms, people like me, for instance, I am not part of those cultures, I'm not part of those traditions, therefore I do not do animal sacrifices. So when it comes to sacrifices, a sacrifice is giving something up. You know, we always kind of take this word sacrifice and a lot of people's immediate thought is that it is sacrificing something. It is killing something and spilling its blood in order to give it to the gods. It's an old concept. We've just evolved, we've changed. A lot of us don't do that anymore. But a sacrifice is actually giving something up of yourself. Pricking your finger and bleeding, your own finger and bleeding, is a sacrifice. Giving a piece of jewelry or a book or something which means something to you and you're giving it up. In other words, you are not giving it to them and then you take it back later. You give it up. It's gone. There's no way you can get it back. That's a sacrifice. Sacrificing your time. If your time is precious to you and you do something in honor of a spirit, which, you know, you don't really have the time to do, but doing it anyway, in honor of the spirit and with love, that's sacrifice. So, you know, this whole idea of sacrifice is very different to what, well, now it is anyway, very different to what a lot of people still think it is. But, you know, this whole idea of selling your soul and it being claimed after death, some people still do consider that part of their own worldview and their traditions. I would consider it mostly to be a Christian worldview and a Christian perspective. We don't have this idea of good versus evil and black versus white and all of these things within what I believe anyway. So there wouldn't be this idea of something claiming power over you. There's no hierarchies, there is no power over. So the idea that you sell your soul to something which is bigger than you and therefore it claims your soul, of all things, is just foreign to what I believe in. So I really don't think that we are ever selling our soul. We are dedicating ourselves, and that dedication is that, just that, a dedication. You are becoming dedicated. You are making promises to a spirit that you will do X, Y, and Z, and in return you get knowledge, you get power, you get direction, you get guidance, you get teaching, you get protection. You know, so if you do go through a dedication rite, that is creating an exchange. And this idea of selling is an exchange. We have to give something in order to get something. So there's an exchange of energy. It's the same with everyday life. We go to work and we get paid for services that we do or items that we sell. We get money in exchange for that. There's an exchange of energy taking place there. And through that exchange, that person gets a service or a good or product or something that they want and they need. You get money in exchange for that in order to live, to pay your rent, to pay your bills, to buy your food, to support your family. So in all things, there's an exchange, whether it's a barter, whether it's an exchange of energy between you and spirits, there's always this exchange. And this, I mean, we could extend this into this whole idea of spiritual people should not be paid for the services that they give, because they should give it freely and happily because it's spiritual. No, we also have bills to pay. We have families to support. We have food to buy. If I do a service for somebody, I expect something in return, remuneration. If we were in a society where I didn't need to pay rent and I didn't need to pay bills and I didn't need to buy food with money, I wouldn't need money. Therefore, that energy exchange could be something different. It could be vegetables from someone's garden, for instance. But we live in a society where we need to have money in order to live. So it's, again, it's an energy exchange. So in that regard, again, I am definitely going off topic now. So it all boils down to, you are in the idea of selling your soul. You are not giving your soul to a spirit who can then come later in like 10 years or 20 years or whatever the contract states, the spirit does not come and claim your soul afterwards and take it away and drag it into the depths of hell or anything like that. It's just you are dedicating yourself to a spirit in order to get something in return. And that's usually knowledge. In the case of Robert Johnson, it was to become the best guitar player in the area. But as I said, it's that dedication. It's that honoring. And within demonolatry, the whole idea is to build relationships with these spirits. And through those relationships, we then give something, we get something. With any other relationship, that's how all relationships work. We give energy, we get energy. No matter what it is, who it is, it's just, that's the way it works. So that's really it. Selling your soul, giving sacrifices, it's terminology which has been misinterpreted, has been defined as something different to what it really is, and has made it into the mainstream media with movies and TV series. And that has started to, you know, the whole pop culture has started to influence people's thoughts, people's behaviors, people's worldviews. But it really is fixing into a Christian worldview and a Christian perspective. And I don't follow a Christian worldview, so it doesn't fit into my own perspective, my own ideas. There is nothing which is above you or has power over you. There is no God sitting in the clouds who is ready to, you know, hammer you over the head because you were a naughty boy or a naughty girl. There is nothing which has that power over you, and therefore nothing you can actually sell your soul to, exchange your actual soul for something. But that selling is an exchange of something. You are giving your dedication and you are promising to give offerings, to do a particular act, a particular thing, once a week or once a month or whatever it may be. You are promising to do something which generates energy, which the spirit can then feed on. And then they will give you something back, protection, knowledge, teaching, guidance, whatever that looks like. So that's what it's really about. But at the same time, it also involves building relationships. You know, it's not this case of, this spirit looks like it might do what I want it to do. We call it, we send it off to go and do it or get whatever we want, and it brings it back to us. That's not the case either. You know, when you call a spirit, again, it has to do with energy exchange. You want a particular thing, that spirit has a particular energy which you can then attune to in order to go and do the thing yourself. But what you're doing is you're attuning your energy into something slightly different so you can achieve your goal. That's really what it's about. In some cases, you know, there's you may want particular knowledge and you're trying to find a particular book. That spirit may go off and guide you to that book. You know, it won't bring the book physically to you. It will guide you to that book. But yeah, anyway, lots of off-topic stuff today. Because it really is that simple, you know. Selling your soul is just dedicating yourself to a spirit. Sacrificing is giving something that means something to you, giving it up in exchange for something. That's what it's really about. So to stop myself from rambling too much, I'm going to end this video today. Yeah. All right. So I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.